Fiscal Update is a compilation of brief news articles published by the Fiscal Services Division of the Legislative Services Agency throughout each month. The articles cover actions taken at meetings of state boards and commissions, news releases from state agencies, updates on the status of the state budget, reports on audits of state and local government, and other items of interest to legislators and their constituents. If you would like to receive email notifications when individual fiscal update articles are published, please go to www.legis.iowa.gov/subscribe, or you can follow us on Twitter at IowaLSA. To view all charts and graphs coinciding with these reports, please go to the Iowa General Assembly website at www.legis.iowa.gov. Click on the Publications tab at the top and then click on Fiscal Analysis in the gray area to the left. Under Fiscal Publications, click on Fiscal Update and search for a particular report. Fiscal Update, Fiscal Services Division, July 15, 2020. Board of Corrections meeting, July 2020. The Board of Corrections met on July 10, 2020 through a Zoom video conference. Meeting materials and a video of the meeting may be found on the Department of Corrections DOC website. The Iowa State Penitentiary, ISP, Acting Warden Chris Tripp provided a welcome and gave an overview of news related to the facility. Acting Warden Tripp discussed the following items. New warden at ISP. Randy Gibbs has been appointed as the new warden at ISP. Mr. Gibbs is currently filling in as the acting warden at the Iowa Medical Classification Center, IMCC, until the new IMCC warden can be appointed by the board. New radio communication system. The installation of the new radio communication system at ISP has been completed. The project was completed prior to March 1, 2020 and on schedule. The radio system was installed in response to a citation issued by the Federal Occupational Safety and Health Administration, or OSHA, due to an incident at ISP in 2018. At the time of the incident, OSHA determined that the DOC failed to provide an adequate mean of communications for employees and required a new radio system. ISP Disparity Response Team. The staff at ISP is in the process of forming a disparity response team at the facility. The response team will allow offenders the ability to raise issues related to discrimination occurring within the facility. Director's Update. DOC Director Dr. Beth Skinner provided a department update on the following. COVID-19 response and mitigation. The DOC continues to use its mitigation strategy to prevent the spread of COVID-19 within the facilities. The DOC continues to reduce the prison population as much as possible, quarantine those possibly infected, and provide medical care for those who have tested positive for COVID-19. The Director also communicates with all of the prison wardens on a daily basis. The following data is the latest information available as of July 10, 2020. As of July 10, 2020, there have been 136 positive offender COVID-19 cases since March, and COVID-19 statistics are updated daily on the DOC COVID-19 website. Admissions. Since March, the DOC has reduced its total population by pausing admissions to its facilities. The DOC has begun to accept some admissions again in order to provide relief to the county jails. There have been 499 admissions since the DOC began accepting admissions again. Those admitted from jail are tested prior to coming to the prison and then quarantined. As of July 10, 2020, the current prison population is 7,541. This population total is 8.8% over capacity, down from 22% over capacity in March. Through a partnership between the DOC and the Board of Parole, BOP, the BOP has conducted 4,800 reviews and released 2,194 eligible offenders. Of those released, 1,346 are on parole and 355 are on work release. Governor Cabinet Meetings. Director Skinner is currently attending the virtual biweekly Governor Cabinet meetings with department heads. The purpose of the meetings is to provide department updates and discuss any department needs with the governor. DOC budget. The DOC applied for federal Coronavirus Aid, Relief, and Economic Security, or CARES Act, funding for reimbursement of county confinement and overtime costs to the DOC due to COVID-19, but the DOC has not received notice yet on whether this request will be accepted. Racial disparity report. The DOC plans to sign off on a racial disparity report in the next week. The data was compiled over a couple of years and will provide the discipline statistics on community-based corrections and the prisons to identify any disparities occurring within the facilities. IMCC warden approval. The board voted to approve Mike Heinrichsee as the next warden at the IMCC. Mr. Heinrichsee has served as the deputy warden at IMCC since May 2020 and as the deputy warden at the Anamosa State Penitentiary. The next Board of Corrections meeting is scheduled on August 7, 2020 at a location to be determined. The LSA staff contact for this fiscal update is Laura Book, Legislative Analyst 2 with the Fiscal Services Division of the Legislative Services Agency at 515-205-9275.